This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The Board of Directors. To you, policy, they must seem as magnificent and untouchable as the fabled sun itself. You are right to feel this way. Though technically human, these luminaries are undoubtedly the wisest, most benevolent assemblage of life forms the world has ever known. If our industrious policies are the heart of the company, then the directors are the miraculous, life-sustaining spark which keeps that heart beating. Without their influence, we are nothing but lifeless muscle. Dr. Emily Caligari, scientist and staunch contrarian, has a slightly dimmer view of our directors. She now finds herself standing higher in the tower than any of us should ever hope to reach. Her intrusive, disobedient feet pad their way down an ornate, carpeted hallway. A hall heretofore unsullied by the small feet of small policies. The doctor's path terminates at a duratanium iris, twice the breadth of a man and elegant in the extreme. The glow of its security keypad bathes the gateway in a soft, otherworldly light.
Access console is reserved exclusively for the Board of Directors and Heart Life policies with boardroom clearance level Omicron. You have 20 seconds to enter your passcode and insert a proximity key. 20. 19. Protocol error. Running system recovery routine.
No, you're not.
Emergency subroutines activated. Radio signal transmission failure.
Come on.
Apologies, Director. Biological identification required. Please insert a genetic sample into the collection platform.
Really?
Thank you, Director. Please enter the boardroom carefully, as a change in pressure may occur. Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you for taking an eternity to open. Well, that was mind-numbingly simple.
What? But that's fascinating. Even the...
Hello, Doctor. You do not have an appointment with the directors. In the 5 seconds you have before you lose consciousness, please understand that this is not personal.
Engage necklace.
Excuse me? Oh.
Hello again. It's been too long.
Stay away from me.
Do you know me?
Don't be obtuse.
Then what do you have to fear?
This was a boardroom years ago. The directors are supposed to be here. What? How is this possible?
You're the scientist, Emmy. You tell me.
Don't call me that. No one's called me that since...
Since you and Cromwell were children. Still roughhousing, I see.
Director? I am not here to entertain sentimental blather. I have information vital to our defense against the ants, and I demand an audience with the board.
I'm afraid you've incapacitated the only policy authorized to take meeting requests. But as luck would have it, we've devoted today to professional development. Would you care to join us?
Join you?
Just for a moment. Come.
You're not doing yourself any favors lugging that ridiculous thing around with you all evening.
I am here to hunt, Sophia. And like the ancients that hunted before me, I shall remain prepared.
The ancients did not have course-correcting ammunition. Or trained mallards who live to be hunted. Oh, Oh, hello, Harrison.
Regained the stomach for a little bloodshed, have you? Oh, what have we here?
Directors, it is my pleasure to reintroduce you to...
Dr. Emily Caligari.
My daughter.
I thought the day would never come.
This is little Emmy.
She's still little.
That's what comes from subsisting on algae, I suppose.
Directors, forgive the intrusion, but I am here on company business and must be heard.
Excuse me?
How dare you?
Now, now. She has reason to be presumptuous. Forgive her insolence for the time being.
Considering her compatriots, it's no wonder she behaves like a lightning rigger.
Liminals.
We had such high hopes.
As I'm sure you know, I am the chief researcher on the Ant Expulsion Project. Weeks ago, I developed a synthetic pheromone capable of pacifying the ant people.
Ants. Ant people implies that they possess some degree of humanity.
Dr. Morrow insisted on calling his beasts mole people, and now look where we are.
Nevertheless, I have created a non-lethal weapon that will clear the Tower of Ants, safely dispersing them across the tundra, but no one has utilized it. I delivered my formula to the Vice President of Human Resources, the Commissioner of Tower Watch. I've even crammed a canister into the drop box of the Central Office of MURDER, and nothing. I want to know why you people are sitting on your hands when the policies below us are struggling every day to survive. Well?
She has your love of rhetoric, Harrison.
Stop avoiding the issue, goddammit. I demand an honest answer.
Behave yourself.
Your passion for our city is evident. I admire that. So here is your honest answer. When the rest of the world perished, this company survived because we understood risk and we knew how to manage our resources. The ants are a natural resource, just like water or lightning for that matter. The terrible flood with which we now contend is simply a case of improper resource management.
Blame the actuaries. Their projections for the thaw were decades off.
The thaw? You knew this would happen?
Lightning, on the other hand, is an example of a devastating force of nature, cleverly bent to the will of the company. The lightning rigs allowed Heartlife Tower to blossom, while old Hartford crumbled. And now, we stand on the edge of a grand opportunity. Those struggling policies of yours require adequate food and shelter, which the tower cannot provide.
Not for long, at least.
We need to drain and reopen the tunnels, and to do that, we need a workforce.
You want to make the ants your new mole people?
Not exactly, dear.
Mole people are really only good for manual labor. There's no fight in them. But the ants...
They're fighters.
Not just fighters, Sophia. They are engines of destruction. Tireless, impenetrable, glorious creatures.
Steady, Williams.
Sorry.
And in the days to come, Heartlife is going to need them. In all of their applications.
Why? What do you know?
Gotcha!
Bravo, Williams.
Oh, like the ancient hunters.
What I know, Emmy, is that there will always be a safe place for you up here, with us.
Ah, Cromwell, you've missed all the fun.
Hey, get...
Forgive me, directors. Dr. Caligari, please come with me.
You can't control the ants. They're too dangerous.
We understand risk. We're an insurance company. Cromwell, please show Dr. Caligari back to her laboratory. And Emily, try to behave yourself.
A pistol, that one.
I'm tired of Duck.
You still have the dog?
They are making a huge mistake.
It is insubordinate to criticize the directors. And the next time I am required to subdue you, I will use the wire. Emmy.
Ah, family. We cannot choose our progenitors any more than we can select our board of directors. And that is a good thing, because policies, like children, often do not know what is best for them. What seems like unjust punishment, in hindsight, is exactly what the free-spirited child needs. And what the children of Heart Life need now are ants. Loyal, unstoppable ants. Do not question it. You will understand when you're older. Join us next time as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast feed through iTunes or your favorite podcasting service. And while you're there, leave us a rating and review. Those help us stay on the best of charts where new Loyal Policies can find us. If you want to support Our Fair City and become one of the growing mass of Loyal Policies in the Tower, please consider pledging to support us monthly on Patreon at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. By doing this, you both ensure that we can continue to grow sustainably and securely long into the future, and get great rewards for yourself, like monthly Our Fair City ringtones, Herbert West on your voicemail, and more. Thank you all so much for your support, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.